Welcome to the Slapshot Scotland podcast. I'm Craig Anderson, bringing you another interview with another star of the British Elite League. Ned Lukasiewicz has left Fife Flyers to go to playoff winners Coventry Blaze as the Kirkcaldy men begin their new phase in rebuilding the team for next season. We speak to their former forward about his time with the Flyers, his move to Coventry Blaze, and fire one or two questions at him from fans that have sent some in. Subscribe to the Slapshot Scotland podcast through Audioboom or iTunes to get the newest interviews with some top players and coaches involved in the game. Don't forget to follow on Twitter at Slapshot Scot, as well as like the Facebook page. Alternatively, go on the Slapshot Scotland website, www.slapshotscotland.wordpress.com. Now, time for my chat with Ned Lukasiewicz. Ned Lukasiewicz, first of all, welcome to the Slapshot Scotland podcast. Now, you've switched Kirkcaldy for Coventry this summer. First of all, what attracted you to a move to the Sky Dome?
Thanks for having me, first of all. I had a really good talk with Coventry fairly quickly after the season, right when I arrived back home, basically. They just said a lot of things that, you know, were appealing to me, and made it sound like they're very eager to have me, and I was excited to join a club that's excited about moving towards a championship, hopefully, and some silverware.
And of course, they've just won the playoffs, of course, but you've spent the last year and a half with Fife Flyers, and you seem to enjoy life there. How do you reflect on your time at the club?
I enjoyed my time with the Fife Flyers. I mean, it was a very enjoyable couple seasons for me there, and I made a lot of friends, a lot of memories on and off the ice. It was very positive. I don't have many bad things to say about the club and the organization. I enjoyed my time thoroughly there. Met a lot of close friends in the city and away from the club, and on the club too. So it was an enjoyable experience for myself.
Now, when you first went to Fife Flyers, the club looked down and out in the playoff reckoning. Then from mid-January until the end of that season, there was a run that saw them go all the way to the playoff finals, which of course you played in. When you think back, can you describe the momentum there was in the dressing room at that time as you were getting all the wins together?
Oh, it was an amazing feeling. The run that we went on was something that I'll never forget, especially with the guys we had. There's no words to describe how amazing it was being so down and out so late in the season and crawling back and managing to go all the way to Nottingham and the finals. It was a great experience.
Now, last season, all but three players returned to the team, but the team just couldn't recapture that kind of form that we just discussed there. The word inconsistency was branded about a lot, but from your point of view, what went wrong at Fife Flyers last year?
I wish I had the answer for you. I don't, though. I think that you just nailed it right on the head. We're just inconsistent. We weren't sure what team would show up night in and night out. Not for a lack of caring or anything like that. I think it was just, one of those years, and we kind of got in a rut, games here and there, and it was just once that happens, I guess it's hard. We didn't really have an identity at that time, and by that time, I think it was a little too late.
Now, of course, the team's place in the playoffs wasn't confirmed until the last couple of weeks of that regular season. How disappointing was it to have left it so late in the season, knowing you had the talent there, that you'd done it before, but for some reason you left it so late?
It was obviously a little bit stressful, to not be in the playoffs until the last week of the year. It's hard as a player and as an organization and everyone involved with the club, obviously. But fortunately we did make it, and we gave Sheffield a pretty good run in the playoffs, and I think that's a big boost for the club to go in the right direction as well. It's always frustrating when you're kind of bottom of the table the whole season and struggling and having your ups and downs, but I guess that's hockey, and there's nothing you can do now but look back and reflect on what you could have done better.
Was there a change in the mood in the dressing room when you compare that first season to last season? Was there something that just didn't seem quite right last year? Is it something you can put your finger on?
There's nothing that I can put my finger on in particular. I think it's just hard when you're being inconsistent on the ice. Putting results together are very hard when you're not clicking on the ice. There's no particular reason why we weren't winning those games, except for, I think we could have, we all could have looked in the mirror as professionals and, maybe probably done a little better job. But like I said, not for lack of not caring or not wanting to win, I guess, it's just one of those things, sometimes it happens. And I wish I had the recipe for, you know, why it went wrong.
Now, as we look ahead to the new season, you're now at Coventry, as we touched upon, but was there an opportunity for you to return to Fife? A couple of fans have asked this question on Twitter. Had Todd Duttiam or Danny Stewart sounded you out about possibly coming back?
We had a meeting at the end of the year where, you know, basically Fife said they're going to take their time with each guy and, you know, bring back, they're going to look at the club they want to bring, the team they want on the ice, and that they'd figure things out, basically. I had an opportunity to go to Coventry, and it was just something I couldn't pass up for my career, you know, with Chuck there and, you know, the organization going in that kind of direction after just winning the playoffs. You know, nothing against Fife. It was just, you know, just the way the things the club said to me and, you know, Coventry said to me, and the way that they seemed to have really wanted me. And, yeah, it just sounded very appealing for myself. No disrespect to Fife, nothing like that. You know, I love Fife. It's a great organization. I wish them well. But for me, Coventry seemed like just the right fit right now. But at my point in my career, where I'm still at a good age, I can still, you know, continue to move on in this league and develop myself as a player. Just seems like a great fit, and I'm excited with the direction they're going. Having Chuck back is huge, and that was a big part of me also wanting to go there.
And how much does the security aspect come into it as well? You can now look ahead to your summer knowing you've got something lined up for next season. Does that mean you can enjoy your summer a little bit more?
Yeah, it's a lot less stressful, I suppose. You know, you're working out, you're a little more motivated than maybe you would be if you're unsure of what kind of club you're going to. Yeah, normally I wouldn't jump on something so quick, but it just seemed like a great fit and the right opportunity for myself. They expressed, you know, a lot of eagerness, and it was just hard to pass up on, and it seemed like the right choice for me.
Now, of course, Coventry did a Fife, if I can put it that way. They left the good form until late in the season before going the distance and ultimately won the playoffs. You'll be working alongside Chuck Webber. What can he do for your game next year, do you think?
I think he can do a lot for my game. He's coached against me for about 5 or 6 seasons now. From what I heard and what I know about him from past players who played with him in the American League under my old club, he's a hard-nosed coach. And he'll probably keep me on my toes a lot. I think he'll help me, you know, just help with my consistency in my game. I know that's a part of my game I need to work on a little bit. It's always been an issue, but, you know, I try every day to fix that, and I will. I know he can help with that. You know, he's a competitive guy, and I think he'll bring in a lot of, competitive players to, you know, fight for jobs and, you know, everything after earn their keeps.
Now, a few fans have asked some questions on Twitter, which you've probably seen on your own timeline. Paul Walker, for example, has asked, what did you learn from your time in Kirkcaldy?
To not hang around Paul. That was probably the biggest thing. I thoroughly enjoyed everything about Kirkcaldy. It was a very hard decision to leave because, you know, I love the organization. You know, the fans are great there. I have a lot of friends, you know. I really like Todd. I really like Danny. On the ice, off the ice, you know, they did a lot for me and my career too. Like I said, there's no disrespect from me to Fife, and no hard feelings on my end. I wish everyone well, and it was a great experience. You know, there's nothing I can say that bad about the staff, the coaches, the organization. It was a great day experience. I was treated very, very well. My family was treated well when they were over there too. You know, so just a special shout out to the fans. You know, thanks for always, you know, supporting me, and you know, thanks to the Flyers organization too for, you know, 2 great seasons. And you know, I miss a lot of people back there, but you know, like anything in hockey, sometimes you gotta do what's best for yourself.
And of course, Paul asked what he regards as a serious question. He asked you, what do you hope to achieve with Coventry? I think that's something you've touched upon already, but can you refresh us on that one?
I'd love to go into, you know, that conference and be a top player in that side of the conference. You know, I know I have the ability to, and I think that Coventry will be a good fit for me to be able to, you know, get a lot of minutes and be able to prove that. Also, I would love to help win some silverware, whether it be a league, a championship, everywhere you go, no matter what team you're on. If you're playing on Edinburgh or Fife or Coventry or Sheffield, your goal is to win. No matter where you are, every team has a goal to win. For me, this just seemed like the best fit and the best chance for me to, you know, win. And with that being said, I hope I can be a big part of the club and, you know, continue the winning ways to Coventry.
Now, another question from a fan, Mark Watson on Twitter, has asked, what do you think of Fife's coaching and ownership ambitions? I think there was a lot of people feeling a bit underwhelmed that Todd had come back for next year. I think a few fans were looking for some change on that. What's your views on the club now as an outsider looking in?
Well, I think everyone's going to have their opinions, you know what I mean? I mean, not everyone knows what goes on in their room. I can tell you, you know, Todd's really respected by the players, all the players, and everybody likes the ownership and the way that the players are treated there. I think it's unfair for fans to, you know, say cruel things about, you know, certain players, or it's a part of the game, but, you know, coaches and stuff like that, when they don't know everything that goes on. You know, Todd's been with the club for 20 years, and the great thing about Fife is they're loyal, and, you know, they give everyone an opportunity, and I think that that's a great thing. And he's a good coach. You know, he helped my game, and he, you know, Todd and Danny brought me in to rejuvenate my game, gave me a chance to play and stuff like that. So, from my end, I just, you know, I have nothing bad to say. And, you know, I think Fife's going to be a great club this year. You know, my decision to leave had nothing to do with, you know, Fife and the direction they're going. It was more so of where I wanted to go, and that was about it. But, you know, I know Fife will have a great club this year. They recruit, Danny and Dutz recruit real well. And, you know, just speaking about the ownership, they treat the players real well there. They give you everything you need, and there's never an issue. So, like I said, I'm not going to sit here and say anything negative, because there's nothing negative for me to say about the Flyers organization or the staff. You know, I think everyone in there is great from top to bottom, and, you know, I wish them well. I wish them all very well.
Right, we'll go for a couple of lighthearted questions now. Two guys you know well, Stuart Brown and Colin McAlpine, both guys work behind the scenes at Fife Flyers. Stuart's asked if you'll supply your own gum at Coventry, and Colin's asked if you'll ask everyone in Coventry if they've got any change. Can you give us the story behind what they're asking?
hopefully they're listening to this, and I'm going to send a special message to them. Hey fellas, I will be asking for gum on the regular, and I will be asking for spare change. There's always one trip in particular where we go to, it was in Hull, and I would always ask the players if they had any change for the coffee. I'd never bring my wallet on that trip. I always bring like a 20 spot. And I'd always run out by the time we got there. So I would always ask one of the boys, hey, I'm at 35p. Anyone got 50p? Hello, anyone? So that's the big thing. And then the gum thing was just before warm-ups, I'd run around like a chicken with my head cut off asking if anybody had gum, kind of as a routine. So, yeah, the guys are probably sick of that, and they probably won't miss that about me.
Oh, I'm sure they'll miss you in their own way. And just to finish off, we'll talk about one of your ex-teammates now, Matt Nickerson. He's also left the club to go to Belfast Giants. Firstly, what did you make of Matt's move to go there, and what do you think he'll take to the Belfast team next season?
Well, I think Matt is a great player, first of all. He's a really good player, and you know, I think sometimes he's unruly, kind of picked on against because of, you know, his stigma as a tough guy and stuff like that in the UK. But you know what, Belfast definitely improved, you know, with Matt on the back end, probably the toughest guy in the league, and he can play, you know, right there. That's two bonuses. You don't have to worry about him being a liability on the ice. I think it's a great pickup, and I think it's a great thing for his career too. To be able to go to Belfast, a team you know, with a lot of pride as well, a lot of championship ways, great coaching there too for him. I think it'll be a great change of scenery for him, and you know, I wish Matt well. But when I play against him, I'm definitely going to try a few of my tricks.
And of course, you'll be looking ahead to the new season. How excited are you for the new season now that you've got your season sorted out?
Yeah, well, you know, when the season ended, you're kind of excited for that little break. And now that it's been about a few weeks, you're watching the playoffs, I'm itching to get back, and you know, you're seeing the movement between players on each club. So I'm very excited. I'm very excited, and I know the Coventry fans will be, you know, excited for my style of game. I think I bring a lot of excitement, and you know, I'm going to you know, make sure that I'm doing my best I can to Coventry every night.
Excellent. Ned Lukasovic, thank you very much.
Thank you.
And that was Ned Lukasovic, formerly of Fife Flyers, now at the Coventry Blaze. Thank you very much for listening to this Slapshot Scotland podcast. Thank you very much to Ned for taking the time to talk to us as he looks ahead to the new stage of his career in moving to the Blaze. As I said at the start, subscribe to the Slapshot Scotland podcast through Audio Boom or iTunes to get the newest interviews with some of the top players and coaches involved in the British game. Follow us on Twitter at Slapshot Scot, as well as liking the Facebook page, or alternatively go on the Slapshot Scotland website, www.slapshotscotland.wordpress.com. I'll be back with another interview very soon. My name's Craig Anderson. Thank you for listening, and bye for now.